Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is making our amends. A good one for a fresh start on the new year. So where do we start with making our amends, and how do we know if we owe somebody an amends?
That's a good question, Chas. Good morning and happy new year. Yes. And is this 101 podcast?
This is 102.
102. Okay. Just trying to keep up with it.
Yep.
Yeah, so amends. So this is where it's helpful to have somebody that has some recovery in them to teach you about the amends, because there's all different ways we make amends. It's not one size fits all. So every situation may call for a different way. And sometimes it's figuring out whether we owe that amends or not. So there's value in having someone that's experienced. If you don't have somebody experienced, I would tread very softly there, because sometimes amends can actually cause somebody harm.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, rigorous honesty means that we're honest, but however, we don't hurt people. So if it's going to be something that's going to open an old wound for somebody, and there's no real benefits to doing that to them, we need to leave them alone, like ex-boyfriends and stuff. No, especially if we've hurt them, why would we go back and open that wound back up, right?
Yeah.
So in a situation like that, if you knew there was a behavior that you did in a relationship, say with men, I'm not using you as an example. Mm-hmm. I'm just using that as an example that, we wouldn't go back to that person, especially if they were married or in another relationship. You just wouldn't do it. But what you would do is you would change the behavior, because changing your behavior is a great amends. That's a great way to make an amends, is to change.
That's the best way to make an amends.
Yes, it's the best way. So, and everybody benefits. You know, everybody benefits when we change for the better. So, so that's one way. Now, if somebody dies and they're gone and you can't physically make that amends, you know, letter writing is wonderful. Writing a letter to that person and just saying, I'm deeply sorry for, or I feel deep remorse about, and it just kind of clears your conscience so that you can make peace with that person, right?
Yeah.
So again, you know, different ways. Sometimes you can do it on the phone. Sometimes it needs to be a face-to-face. There's all kinds of ways to make amends. So when it comes to making amends, who do you think you owe anybody one at this moment?
I don't think so. I think that I, you know, try to take my daily inventory, and I think that I do apologize to people as I need to.
Yeah. That's a good point. When you get farther along in the steps and you know about that maintenance step in recovery, where you do, like you said, the daily inventory, then you just automatically do it every day. You, at the end of the day or beginning of the day, you examine yourself and your motives and see if there's anything you need to clean up. So that was a good point, Chas.
Yeah, there's even days I need to apologize to my son, you know, just getting too into his business or whatever. Just, you know, just little everyday things.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So is the amends for us, or is it for the other person?
Well, it's for us for sure. Hopefully the other person will get something from it, but you never know. You know, I've made amends and gotten strange reactions. I remember years ago, my mom was alive. This is a lot of years ago. I wrote a letter, an amends letter to her. And even though my mom, she caused a lot of harm to me, especially as a child, a lot of harm. I really wasn't focusing on that, because sometimes we might want to get out of making amends by saying, oh yeah, but they did this. So this is why I did this. Well, no, that doesn't work. And the amends for us in that case is we need to clear our conscience. And so I wrote her a letter and just apologized for what I put her through, because there were years where, she just couldn't connect with me. I was often doing things I shouldn't be doing. Let's just say that. And, you know, as a parent, she had to have worried. She had three kids, all had addictions. So, of course, imagine having three children and all have addictions. So, so I apologized to her for that, and I wrote her a letter. And how she received that is her style. And she was angry with me.
Oh.
Yep, she was angry because it almost made her cry.
It made her want to be vulnerable, but she didn't want to be.
Oh, she could not be vulnerable.
Okay.
She could not do it. So she used anger as a way to deflect what she really felt. So she never really let it in. But, you know, like again, the amends was for me. And, you know, hopefully she got something from it. But, And I think about my sister's amends to me, because my sister, okay, let me just say, I don't think there's anybody that's ever hurt me worse on earth than my sister. That's the truth. And, I've had some people in my day, attracted some people, but my sister has been a stinker. I mean, that's a nice way of saying it.
Yeah.
But I remember when she was in recovery, she came into recovery first, and she sent me an amends letter and apologized for the first time ever. And she didn't go into any details, very brief. She probably had to do it as her part of her program and whatever her sponsor said. She probably had to do it, probably didn't want to do it. But it was very brief. But she, first time she ever it really admitted that she'd done a lot of harm to me. And I really appreciated that. And I have to tell you, I got a little excited, like, wow, she finally gets what she gets it. No, nothing ever changed. Nothing to this day has ever changed. So that letter amends didn't really mean anything.
Yeah. And isn't that kind of a big part of giving an amends?
Yeah.
Like, you need to really feel it.
Yeah,
like, you need to really feel sorry.
You need to feel remorse. And then you need to change. Or if you do it again, say, I'm sorry. Whoops, I did it again. Because we will fall back into old behavior sometimes. So then we have to make another amends. And we get sick of making amends. Well, we will change. Right?
Yeah.
So just, it can go so many directions. That's why I highly suggest that you get someone that's experienced with amends to guide you, because otherwise you could be a loose cannon cause more harm.
Yeah, it really can. And another thing that gets in there is expectations, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes, as our egos can get in there. We don't get what we think we should get back, because look what we did now. Now we're expecting, like you said, expectation that this person's going to respond this way. And most likely it's not going to happen.
That can get messy. You're going to apologize to the person, but now you're getting pissed off. So now you probably owe them another amends. Like, that's really messy.
Yeah. Yeah. You do it with no strings attached. That means whatever their response is, it's okay. It isn't about them. It's about us doing the right thing and cleaning our side of the street. We always want to have a clean side of the street.
Yeah. So I guess really check where it's coming from. Like, because like you said, like the amends could be coming from your ego, or it could be coming from your heart, I guess. So.
Yep.
Which is probably where you want it to be coming from. Yeah. Place of remorse.
Yeah.
Not having any expectations, however they receive it or don't.
Yeah. If you don't have any remorse, you're just going through the motions, but there's really no value.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't make the amends until you're really sincere and ready to do it. And if you're not ready, don't do it, because it's not going to work. My sister did it out of, I think, obligation to doing her stuff. But there was nothing behind the words. It was empty.
I know there were people that that I couldn't go back and make amends to when I was doing it. It would have caused harm. So
yeah I remember.
Yeah,
yep, you're right. No, not with everybody.
And most of them, like, I know you weren't talking to me, but most of them were men. So,
yeah. Yeah. And me too. I mean, I'm talking about probably a lot of us.
Yeah.
Treated people, you know. I think my thing was that I would test them. And I watched you do it too. So mm-hmm. I watched myself and you. I had corrected that behavior, but I saw, you know, it's almost like we just keep pushing the envelope to just make sure that person's going to stay and be loyal, and you know, it's all calculated.
Yeah.
Yep.
I guess that would
prove how much they care.
Yep. Yeah. I guess that's where the living amends comes in, though. Do it differently.
Yeah. Good point, Chaz. Living amends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a huge part of it.
Yeah. And living amends, for anybody who doesn't know, is just when you change the behavior.
Yeah. And
you're not that person anymore.
It's the best gift you can give to yourself, too.
Yeah. It's a gift for everybody, including, yeah, especially yourself. Right.
Yeah. So what else would you add on owing in amends?
I think that's it. I said, you know, every situation is different and you need guidance. People need guidance with this.
Yeah.
Because it's, yeah, if you're not experienced, you're not going to know what to do, and you might just, you know, do everybody the same way, and it's not going to be right. So it's good to learn about it. You know, go to meetings maybe that where they talk about amends, just get other people's perspective, what they did. And hopefully this podcast will help someone that's thinking, should they do an amends and how should they do it? I know we didn't go into great detail today, but I think we gave a little bit of a summary.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Well, Happy New Year, everybody. And yeah, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com, and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!